Good morning. This is Roy Ulrich with another Daily Inspiration. I'd like to share with you this week different aspects of the character of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yesterday, we talked about Christ being our Creator. I know when we read the Genesis account of creation, we think of God as being our Creator. But I pointed out to you from Scripture how that the Lord Jesus Christ was also a very much a part of the creation. In fact, the Bible clearly tells us in different places that all things were created by Him that are in heaven and that are in earth. All things were created by Him and for Him. That's some different thoughts about the Lord Jesus, isn't it? That He is not only our Savior, but He is also our Creator as well. Well, today, I'd like to talk about Jesus Christ, the giver and sustainer of life. He not only gave life and gives life, He is the sustainer of life. I'd like to begin back in Genesis again, and back in the creation account, when God and the Lord Jesus formed man from the dust of the ground. We have that in Genesis, the second chapter. And it says there that God breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Now again, as I said yesterday, the Bible is very clear that Jesus is God, and he was with God. And I don't know how to explain all of that, but I believe that the Bible means what it says. And so when the Bible says that the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul, I believe that the Lord Jesus was there and as well. Also, in the next chapter, well, let me finish that, my thought there on that aspect there. Not only did God or the Lord Jesus breathe into man the breath of life and he became a living soul, but with each human being that is born, even up to this day, that life, that new life is given to him from God, from the Lord Jesus Christ himself. It is that way. Then, also in Genesis, there's another verse that helps us to understand the reality of Christ sustaining life. We have the promise that God made to Noah after the flood. And as Noah and his family and the animals came out of the ark, Noah then built an altar of praise and thanksgiving and worship and adoration to God. And God put in the sky for Noah a rainbow. It was the symbol of the covenant that he made with Noah. And the covenant was this. We have that in Genesis, the 8th chapter, verse 22. And here's what God said. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night, shall not cease. Wow. What a promise. But that's what God gave to Noah. And remember, the Lord Jesus and God are one. Jesus is with God, and he is God. And again, I don't know how to explain all of that, but I believe when the Bible tells us that it is true. And so, the earth has remained since the days of Noah. And all that time, with each passing year, those thousands of years that have passed since the flood, seed time or planting time and harvest has taken place year after year after year. And yes, there has been summer and there has been winter. And there has been cold and there has been heat. And day and night have never ceased since that day. God has been faithful to his promise. He has been the sustainer of life all those years, those thousands of years. Who is it, when you think about it, that keeps the Earth and all the planets orbiting perfectly around the sun in perfect order? They never get out of their orbit. The planets don't bump into each other at random. They don't go bouncing all over the place. Not at all. They are in perfect order, circling the sun in the universe, in their perfect order and orbit as God designed them to do. The Earth makes a revolution around the sun once a year, exactly 365 days. And it's been that way for thousands of years. Why? Because God, Christ, is the sustainer of life. There's a verse in Colossians, the first chapter, that says, "And He," again speaking of Christ, "He is before all things." That's very similar to what we read in John. "He is before all things, and by Him all things consist." Well, that was written back in the Apostle Paul's day. And it was true back then. By Christ, through Him, all things consist. And guess what? They still consist today. The earth has remained. Christ has sustained life all these years. Here's something else to think about. In Job chapter 9 and Job 38, he speaks of the different constellations in the sky. He speaks of Orion and Pleiades. He names them there, and other constellations as well. Isn't it amazing? Thousands of years later, I can look up into the sky, and so can you at night. And guess what? There's Orion, there's Pleiades, and there are the other constellations that Job speaks about. Isn't that amazing? How is that possible? Because the Lord Jesus Christ has sustained that life. That is so amazing. Well, Christ not only gives and sustains physical life, He also is life, spiritual life, and He gives everlasting life. Very common verse most of us probably know by heart. "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Jesus Christ is the giver of everlasting life. In John chapter 6, Jesus said these words, "I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst." Now, he's not speaking about physical thirst and physical hunger. He's talking about spiritual thirst, spiritual hunger. And when Christ is born into our lives, and we are become a new creature, we are born again in Him, we are filled with that bread of life. And I tell you, it takes all the longing away for a filling of something that satisfies, because Jesus does satisfy. He is the bread of life that satisfies. And I tell you, if you have Him as Savior and Lord of your life, you will never hunger again. He satisfies and will never thirst for anything better. He satisfies the longings of our soul. In John chapter 14, Jesus said these words to His disciples, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Again, Jesus implies, or actually says, He is life. And He is life. He gives life and sustains life. The Apostle Paul went on to say, or not Paul, the writer of the book of Acts says in chapter 17 there, that, well, yeah, it is actually, it was Paul when he was in Athens in Greece, and he was preaching to a crowd of people there. And he was describing to them God and the Lord Jesus Christ in his message and his preaching to them there. And he talked about the Lord Jesus Christ. And then in verse 28 in chapter 17, he says, "For in Him," speaking of Christ, "in Him we live and move and have our being." Again, Christ as the giver and sustainer of life. I tell you, that is such a blessed thought. In this day, when we stare death in the face, physical death, What a blessed thought it is to know that we have eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord, not through any other means. We come to the Father through Christ, and it is Him that gives us eternal life. Praise God for that. Christ is the giver and sustainer. Yes, not only of physical life, but spiritual life as well. Praise God for that truth. I hope that every one of you listening here today has experienced eternal life, that life that Christ gives to His children. He is the giver and sustainer of eternal life. May God bless your day. Tomorrow, we will look at Christ as our Savior and Redeemer. God bless your day.